This is JIS News. Coming up, more persons employed, diaspora urged to assist with development of educational infrastructure, and Grants Pen residents enjoy new cyber center. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting an increase in the number of persons employed as at October 2013 relative to 2012. Director General Colin Bullock says a labor force survey conducted by the Statistical Institute of Jamaica shows an additional 6,700 persons were employed up to October 2013 over the corresponding period in 2012. The labor force survey also showed that the unemployment rate as at October 2013 was 14.9%. This, Mr. Bullock says, was 0.9% higher than October 2012. However, he notes that relative to April and July 2013, the unemployment rate declined by 1.4% and 0.5% respectively.
This, therefore, represents the second consecutive downward movement in the unemployment rate. A stronger increase in the size of the labor force relative to the increase in the number of persons employed explains the higher unemployment rate for October 2013.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing on Wednesday. The Planning Institute of Jamaica will be working with the National Family Planning Board and the Ministry of Health to help reduce Jamaica's adolescent fertility rate. Manager of the Population and Health Unit at the PIOJ, Tony Shea Freckleton, says Jamaica's adolescent fertility rate remains high despite decreases in all other age cohorts.
Our biggest challenge remains among the teenaged population, 15 to 19, and that also includes children who are below the age of 15. So that remains an area of challenge for Jamaica as it relates to our adolescent level fertility rates.
Ms. Freckleton says her unit will be working with the National Family Planning Board and the Ministry of Health to create targeted educational programs to tackle the issue. Jamaican diaspora groups are being urged to invest in the island's educational infrastructure through public-private partnerships. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaite says this will assist the government in its efforts to build the necessary infrastructure at existing schools and facilitate the fading out of the SHIFT system.
I challenge the diaspora and the financial agencies in Jamaica towards public-private partnerships in this regard. We're not asking for gifts. We'd love those. But we understand the need for investment.
Minister Thwaites was delivering the main address at the opening of the Jamaica Diaspora Education Summit Tuesday. The summit runs from February 18 to 21 and is being held under the theme Advancing Education Initiatives, a strategic alliance with the diaspora. And residents of Grants Pen and surrounding areas now have access to computers with fast-speed internet at a cyber club in the community. The cyber club has been equipped with 9 computers and a printer by the Universal Service Fund at a cost of $2 million. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the initiative will enable more access to information communication technology, which plays a role in the growth of the country's gross domestic product GDP.
We have looked at some data recently, and we are now convinced that each growth that we see in the level of internet use in Jamaica represents a growth in the GDP of our country. It is linked inextricably, and that's the reason why we have been so bold and persistent in trying to get all our people to have this access and to be a part of this information world.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the relaunch of the Community Policing Management Committee Cyber Club in Grants Pen on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.